Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. The official leading a study seeking to determine if members of minority groups are treated more harshly by the Vermont criminal justice system says he expects to have results before the legislature adjourns this spring. Max Schluter of the Vermont Center for Justice Research told Judiciary Committee of the Vermont House Friday his organization has been working with the FBI to get data needed to compare how people of different races and ethnicities are treated. Circus Mercus is holding auditions for their 2014 Big Top Tour this weekend in Burlington. It's the only international traveling youth circus, and it's based in Greensboro, Vermont. The kids will tour all over New England this summer and perform about 80 shows. Youth performers from all over the world are trying out, and eight of them are Vermonters. Liam Ryan O'Flaherty is one of them. He got involved in circus performing by attending the annual summer camp put on by Circus Smirkus.
I just did that from when I was pretty little, and then a couple years ago I really discovered that it was really fun and that I wanted to keep doing that, so I bought a tightrope and practiced at home.
O'Flaherty is from Norwich and performs a tightrope and unicycle act. He's hoping to be selected for one of about 30 spots. And finally, Vermont's Green Mountain Coffee Roasters, Inc. may soon be known as Keurig Green Mountain, Inc. CEO Brian Kelly says he expects shareholders to approve the name change at the company's annual meeting in March. Kelly says officials have been thinking about the name change for a while because so many of the company's business is driven by the Keurig single cup system. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers is the forecast for today. Temperatures in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Steve Molesky's here with the latest Eye on the Sky forecast from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. For VPR News, I'm Aaron Kimball.